Solar energy companies across the region are reeling in the prospects of rollbacks to the green energy tax credits. The budget bill passed by the House in May would eliminate a 30% credit that helped launch the growth in the solar industry. From the WHYY News Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports thousands of jobs are at stake.
Proponents say the Biden-era tax credit created jobs, boosted manufacturing, and tackled climate change. They say the loss of the credits will shut down factories and hurt solar installers.
It's terrible. It's just terrible.
Micah Gold-Markell is the founder of Solar States, a company that installs solar panels and employs about 60 people in the region.
Trump really framed this as the green waste of money. Well, if you think that people's jobs and their livelihoods are a waste of money, then you're missing the story of America.
Gold-Markell says if the Senate approves the rollback, he will have to lay off workers and his business may not survive. Gold-Markell says he met with the staff of Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, a moderate Republican from Bucks County who sits on the influential Ways and Means Committee. That committee drafted the proposal.
We brought workers in his district to show him that there are jobs at stake in his district.
Gold-Markell says Fitzpatrick assured him and others he would fight to make sure the tax credits were either preserved or phased out gradually. But that didn't happen.
Representative Fitzpatrick completely abandoned the renewable energy workers in his district, of which there are many.
Fitzpatrick voted in favor of the final budget bill. He did not return multiple requests for comment. But Jack Pratt, a lobbyist with Environmental Defense Fund Action, says he doesn't blame Fitzpatrick. He says House Speaker Mike Johnson made the decision to side with the GOP hardliners, not moderates like Fitzpatrick.
What ended up passing through the House was, from our perspective, awful. But if there were 218 Brian Fitzpatricks in the Republican Party, we'd be a lot better off.
Both Pratt and Gold-Markell say they plan to lobby Pennsylvania's two senators, Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dave McCormick, to restore the tax credits in the Senate version of the bill. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, WHYY News.